This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America on this weekend. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, sorting that mail for delivery today, our Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, and our bus drivers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the stuff we have over there for you to look at. All right. What, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, starts us out. Hey, Kyle. Hello, Kyle. Mr. Kyle. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, starts us out here. Let's see if we can get him in the mix. Hey, Kyle. All right, well, for some reason, Kyle's not in the mix here. We'll have to bring him right back here in just a second. So let me start out by playing the national anthem. Bless America and all those who defend, protect, and serve her. Okay, let's try this again. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Kyle Warren. Let's see here. Good morning, Kyle. Are you there, my friend?
Good morning, Captain.
There you are. Now you hear me, right? Okay, very good. All right, here we go. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, Kyle, here we go. Let me do it this way. We are going to take a little break here, but we got to talk about what just happened tonight. Tonight we had the North Koreans once again test fire another missile. This is like, I don't know, the fourth or fifth or sixth in the last 2 weeks. What do you think is going on here?
Well, once again, Captain, I think that we're seeing perhaps the issues that are going on behind the scenes in the North really starting to put pressure. They believe that by testing these missiles that they're putting pressure likewise onto South Korea and onto the United States. However, it would seem to me that they have the President of the United States who's willing to talk and willing to make deals and willing to come to some kind of agreement for the betterment of the peninsula and the denuclearization of the peninsula. So one wonders why they continue to do this. But obviously, there's a lot more to be done with the whole North Korean situation in order to try to get them into the position where they're going to stop doing this.
All right, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, this all kind of ties into something else. The United States has withdrawn from a treaty agreement signed with Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev years ago, Russia and the United States. Now, this was the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Agreement, and as of yesterday, that agreement is over with, right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, that dates back, I think, to 1987 with Ronald Reagan.
Now, the INF is a Cold War era treaty signed by Ronald Reagan and then Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. 1987 is when it was done in an attempt to improve the relationship between the two countries. Missiles that could fly between 310 and 3,400 miles were banned under the treaty, and it worked until yesterday.
Well, that's right, but here's the problem. You've got, you know, the post-Soviet Union structure of Russia, modern-day Russia, as it were, under Vladimir Putin, and they have not been in compliance with this treaty. In fact, they were given a time period, 6 months, I believe, to get back into compliance with the treaty, but they have shown no sign of willing to actually take those kinds of steps and honor this treaty. So this has been a long time coming, I think, and the president, the U.S. government is simply saying, look, this is not going to work, so that treaty is no longer going to be in effect. But what that will do is, as you mentioned, I think, about China and North Korea, for example, China, of course, is free to develop whatever kinds of weapons it seems that they want to, generally speaking, and that's why a new treaty is needed, obviously, but this issue of the Soviet Union, listen to me, Russia doing this is very important.
Now, the U.S. is already planning to resume missile testing as soon as later this summer. Russia is no longer the main target. The U.S. is going to likely try to encounter China, which means we're going to be seeing missiles flying around the Pacific.
Well, exactly right, and that's, again, you know, China is an emerging issue, not only with the different military advances that they're making, the fake islands they're building, or the man-made islands, basically. So this is going to go well into the next administration, no doubt.
All righty, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we blast along in a weekend edition, hour number one. Don't go anywhere. I am coming right back, and it is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to tell you how to reach us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank Salvato, and you hear him on Mondays and Fridays with his contributions to the show. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor has helped me and hopefully will help you if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain. Muscle aches, too. Now, I've got arthritis from all the different injuries I've had, both in the military and in the fire department. I've broken a lot of bones, had some surgeries, had my spine fused not once but twice. And, you know, with that comes a lot of irritation, pain, and aggravation. So I used to take Mobic and Flexeril, took it for probably 10 years, and it had some side effects to it, and I finally got sick and tired of taking doing the side effect thing. So I said to the doctor, I said, well, what's the strongest non-prescription stuff I can take? And he said, well, it's probably Aleve. And I said, well, okay, I'll try Aleve. And he said, whatever you do, do it three times a day, maximum, if you need to. Two for breakfast, two for lunch, two for supper, but take it with meals. And then there is a side effect. I said, oh, babe, what's that? He says, you might have internal bleeding. I said, oh, great. So as soon as I heard the commercial on the radio for Relief Factor about 3 years ago now, I went, that's for me. I tried the three-week quick start. It was $19.95, and it's still $19.95 today. Had it shipped to me slow boat to China. Took about a week to get here. And when I got it, it ended my problems. Now, you can get it quicker than that by paying $8 or $10 to get it here like in a day or two. But all you got to do to find out more is go to relieffactor.com/captain. The website is relieffactor.com/captain. Again, relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. And all you got to lose out of the whole deal is a bunch of pain. And believe me, it worked for me. And hopefully it will work for you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hello again, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty. Now, Kyle, We've got a situation going here, and whoop, doggone it, I just lost him. You'll call back. Anyway, I got a situation here going on between South Korea and Japan. They're in the midst of an intense trade war that stems from a deep historical conflict. Now, this goes back to World War II, when Japanese prisoners were taken prisoner, and, of course, they were brought into the mix and captured and used for slave labor. So there you go. And the fact of the matter is that with everybody that was in the mix here, when we talked about the slave labor, they were supposed to pay, they agreed to pay reparations to Japan, South Korea did, but they never got all the money back that they were supposed to. So, Kyle, with this situation with South Korea and Japan, this could be a worldwide problem. This could be a worldwide problem, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly true, Captain, because what will happen with these different trade issues, as you know, Japan is removing South Korea from its white list of partners. South Korea is retaliating, doing the same thing. And in terms of global supply chains for componentry and materials and so forth, there are people around the world who are worried about this kind of thing, especially where the tech industry is concerned. But boy, oh boy, you've got even boycotts of Japanese beer in South Korea, this kind of thing. So they're definitely at odds over all these different issues.
And the other thing is that the Japanese Premier Abe Shinzo initially said that Japan was restricting exports because he was concerned South Korea was leaking sensitive technology to North Korea.
Well, yeah, very interesting. It would be an interesting thing if that were actually happening, certainly, of course, because a lot of these missile tests are primarily designed to scare South Korea as well.
All right, now, the next situation that we got going on here, this is stranger than true, but folks, we all know about AOC, that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and we all know about all the problems she's got currently under investigation by the FEC for some irregularities with campaign funds, but her campaign manager, who is now her chief of staff, has left her office under a lot of protests coming from the Democrats because of some of the shadiness that he was involved in, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right. First and foremost, there are these issues with campaign finance violations. Essentially sending almost $1 million, about $885,000, in different contributions that came into the political action committees that this person Chakrabarty was in charge of, but they went to the private companies or the LLCs of these that he also ran. So this is very important because what happens, as far as I understand, is when the money comes into these private companies, then they're not bound by the same reporting of where they spent all their money for political purposes, basically. So that's a big deal, first and foremost. The other is that he was going after all of these different Democrats and really causing a stink, and just goes to show that some of these, I guess, whether Justice Democrats or whatever they call themselves these days, they're happy to start throwing dirt in the air, and they don't care whose eyes it's getting in.
Well, here's what's going on here. We started a food fight between the chief of staff and the Democrats in general because the Democrats lost all their patience with the complete fraud, AOC, with her rally to Pelosi's side and then her turning around and trashing Pelosi. But in the meantime, the House Democratic Caucus ripped AOC's chief of staff for criticizing lawmakers. He told one lawmaker to keep her name out of his mouth.
Exactly. And, you know, talking about these different Democrats who are typically progressives, but they're not progressive enough, or they're not fitting the new mold that AOC and her ilk want to do. And again, they have no compunction about coming in and just creating chaos. Now, it's interesting because Joe Biden talked about this in a brief press availability earlier yesterday, I believe, where he talked about where he thought, you know, he's kind of just trying to smooth a lot of things over by saying, look, it's healthy when you get new ideas and new people coming in. But I think he was actually sending a pretty strong message as well, that this is not the way that at least he believes the Democrat Party is. And I think we'll see this divide get bigger, and I think we'll see this fight get bigger.
Well, we will, because AOC has currently got a complaint against her, an FEC complaint, for allegedly illegally using campaign funds for some sort of subsidy scheme that was actually paying her money through a back channel.
Well, right. And so how these things pan out will be very, very significant, because at the very heart of the matter for AOC is, you know, we're coming in to bring justice, we're going to reform, we're going to do this, everything is broken, even the Democrats themselves are completely messed up, and so if these kinds of things pan out against her, well, that's going to go a long way to turning people off of whatever her socialist message is.
All right, now there's something else that's going to happen here. Let's see. Let me go over here to the telephones. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Backgammon Bob, Clearwater, Florida.
Okay, what's your question?
What does he think about the Biden being 5 years older than Trump? When you're in your 70s, 5 years is a lot of years. And if the radical Democrats weed out, which I don't think there's any chance that Warren or, what's the other one, Sanders, can be the nominee, that's going to make it awful tough when it comes down to getting people convinced that Biden can be the effective president. I don't think he has a chance in the world of winning.
All right, I'll ask, and there you go. And again, Kyle, the question from Backgammon Bob is pretty simple. It's Joe Biden is, I guess, 5 years older. I didn't know he was that much older, but I guess he's 5 years older than Donald Trump is. And being 5 years older than somebody, Trump will be 72 this year, so Biden will be 77. I can't remember how old Ronald Reagan was when he left office, but wasn't Ronald Reagan 81 or 82, Kyle?
Well, I think he came into office, I think, around age 70, if I remember correctly. So he would be getting close to his 80s by the time he left office in January of 89. Yeah.
Okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do a bad job as a president, because I've known a lot of people, Spitfires, in their late 70s and early 80s that have still got it. Oh, and here comes the music, so we'll have to continue that on the other side of the break. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us, and we'll be talking to him when we come back. We'll ask that age question a little bit different so Kyle can answer it. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says the NAFTA replacement will improve global trade relations.
We restore our economy. We're really restoring our standing in the world. We're respected again. America is respected again, like it hasn't been respected in many, many years. We were laughed at. We were a patsy.
Trump says the new agreement will protect American workers and incentivize companies to keep their operations in the U.S. Storm surge already splashing water into roadways across southern Louisiana, with Barry expected to make landfall Saturday morning. This New Orleans woman says seeing the strong current and high water on Lake Pontchartrain has her worried.
I see the lake look like it's about to overflow, and it's splashing up on land. I'm like kind of scared now.
20 to 25 inches of rain expected this weekend in parts of Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and there's no better time to get a quote for your insurance for your car, your truck, than right now from your local GEICO agent. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, your car, your truck. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and your snowmobile. And don't forget, they can insure your homeowners policy. They can get you the homeowners policy and renter's insurance, too, through the GEICO Insurance Agency. So check them out online, GEICO, GEICO.com, GEICO, GEICO.com, or go look them up in your local telephone book. And if you don't have a telephone book, then look them up online. Just put a search in. Don't use Google. Use Firefox or something else, because Google spies on you. All right. Well, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle, the White House has suspended a journalist's credentials who tried to pick a fight with our Salem radio host, Sebastian Gorka.
That's right, Captain. That's a Brian Karam. And I think he was formerly with CNN. He might still do a few things for them, but I understand that he might have also been representing Playboy at the time of that White House Rose Garden event. But he's been suspended. His hard pass has been suspended for 30 days, and he is appealing that decision.
Now, there's a backstory to this, folks. The backstory is that my program director, Joe Weaver, from our affiliate station down here, sent a pair of red boxing gloves. And the red boxing gloves had AM 860 on one side, the answer. And on the other side, or on the left glove, the right glove had AM 930, the answer. My two answer stations that I'm on down here in Sarasota, Bradenton, Tampa, and all that in Florida. And we sent it to Seb Gorka, and we signed a big card, and we all signed a card. I signed the card that said, "Hey, Seb, Captain here, I want to be the referee for this big fight." Your thought on that, Kyle?
Well, first of all, I would love to be there, and, you know, maybe they could do it at Caesar's Palace. I don't know. They would give a then we could do it. Be a pay-per-view. I bet people would watch it.
Well, I told you they could be right out here in the parking lot. We're right here by in the south end of the airport. They could be right out here, the airport buses that come in here, the limousines and all that stuff. We could draw a crowd right here in the parking lot, no problem. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, let's talk about impeachment, Kyle, because right now the number is 118 Democrats. They only need 100 more. Favor the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Right now, 118. They're 100 short, and Nancy Pelosi is doing what she can to slow this down or to stop it altogether.
That's exactly right, Captain. And I think Nancy Pelosi, you know, she's definitely feeling the pressure that's coming now from, which is a majority of Democrats in the House. Not a majority of the House, but a majority of the Democrats. And she knows, Captain, you know, despite all of the political disagreements that you and I might have with her, generally speaking, she understands that this is a losing issue for the Democrats in 2020. And certainly with all of the things, and like all the stuff we were talking about with AOC and the kinds of ways that they are trying to wrestle control of the Democrat Party, she has her work cut out for her. But also the important thing to note here too is that there is no critical mass across the country to have impeachment. This is purely some weird ideological tactic they're using.
Well, that's all true. And, oh, by the way, in my humble opinion, the Democrats haven't learned anything from 2016, which is good for the Republicans, because they're on track right now to lose even bigger in 2020. And one of the reasons why is the other day in the debate that they had, they all agreed on the fact that they were going to go with the Green deal that AOC had out there, and they were all in agreement that they were going to get rid of fossil fuel and that they were going to shut down the coal industry, and that's the wrong thing to do with the guys that just got their jobs back after being out of work for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and my goodness, they haven't learned a thing, have they?
Well, no, just go ask Hillary Clinton, who presumably has a lot of time on her hands these days, because she talked about the idea of putting coal miners out of work. And she understands that that was a huge mistake. I think she wrote about it in her book. But basically, and this is where you get a real contrast. It's Joe Biden. I almost want to say he's off on Biden Island somewhere, because when he, of course, he's trying to give lip service to getting rid of fossil fuels and so forth in the debate. But his particular plan, sort of puts it way off into 30 years from now, whereas the Green New Deal wants to phase out all fossil fuels within 10 years. So the Democrats might as well just tell all the people, especially in Pennsylvania, we're coming for your jobs, and they're never coming back, and sorry, you know, that kind of stuff.
And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. Now, I'm going to talk about the jobs report that came out, because there's a lot of spin going on this by the Democrats that, well, it's only 164,000 jobs. That's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal. 164,000 plus jobs created in July was a brand new record, I say, for the most jobs created in July ever since they've been doing the recording here of jobs. And unemployment has steady. Wages have risen dramatically again. Youth unemployment falls to the lowest level in history, and black unemployment is at its lowest level in almost 40 years.
Isn't that the truth, Captain? And overall in the United States, there's a record number of people employed right now, over 157 million people in the month of July. And you're right. If you look at the different demographics, which the Democrats love to go on and on about in the sense of somehow dividing us up into these different categories. But the good news is, and the Democrats really don't want this kind of spin on it, the good news is that people are getting jobs. People are going back to work. People are providing for their families. This is huge. And the president, if he can keep this momentum with the economy, he's got the best message possible going into 2020.
And you know who Bill Maher is, right, Kyle?
Oh, yes.
Well, Bill Maher is saying you can't fix crazy. He's telling the Dems that they're blowing it on this Trump thing because of the left-wing extremism coming from the extremists that are in there. Without mentioning them, he's talking about the Jihad Four, the Fab Four, whatever you want to call them, and their cronies that are lined up with them. But he gets it.
Well, he certainly does. And, you know, Bill Maher is, you know, pretty far left as far as I can tell. But here's the thing. Even Bill Maher sees what's happening. He gets it and he understands. And he's given them a warning signal. But you know what? They're not going to take it, even no matter what he says, I think.
No, they're going to listen to the likes of Michael Moore, who hasn't been right about anything since, 10, 12 years ago, whenever he came up with that movie that he thought was going to disrupt the entire political system about the Cuban health care and this, that, and the other and all that stuff down there. But he hasn't been right since, and he came out and said, well, the only person that can beat Donald Trump is the woman that's not in the contest. She's not announced that she's a candidate yet, and we all knew he was talking about Michelle Obama.
Right, and you know, there are those who think that Michelle Obama might get in. I tend to doubt it, only because I think that by doing that, she just doesn't have the sort of the structure in place to really jump into this race. She'd get a lot of money, but it would play more as a novelty rather than having a long-time politician.
All right, and tell us how to hear your show, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and Kyle, we look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we'll be talking to him on Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m. By the way, Michelle Obama has already come out and said that she does not want to get in the mix. Hollywood has guaranteed her $100 million up front to get into the primaries and become the candidate. That's something else that's been established by a number of people that have said so, that there would be $100 million coming from Hollywood to get her in the mix. But she's not the answer either. And I don't. And by the way, the way they've been trashing her husband, Barack Obama, the way they've been trashing his record over 8 years, along with Joe Biden, the candidates, the Democratic candidates, why would she want to get involved in getting into that mix? Why would she want to get involved in getting that mix? Because you can't tell me that Kamala Harris, Tulsi Gabbard, Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren wouldn't get in there and try to trash her. Again, well, they're just an extension of Barack Obama or whatever. But anyway, because they don't think Barack Obama did a great job. But anyway, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for the weekend. Going to take a look at the roads out there and see what the weather is that you need to be concerned about. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
All right, that's Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruisin' from 1979. Now, that song was done later on, but it's the original one, Rooster Cruisin' by Ray Carlisle, and you'll hear it here because we got it and we play it several times a week for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. See one of those? Pull on in. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. Now, additional showers and thunderstorms will bring a flash flood risk to the South Central Plains into Saturday night. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Eric is going to continue moving away from Hawaii, but it's already dumped rain, high surf, locally gusty winds, and right behind it is Flossie. Now, elsewhere around the continental United States, heat advisories, excessive heat warnings are in effect for most of the southwest U.S. We are talking today, folks, in Arizona and Nevada and California, eastern California, in the deserts, including Las Vegas. Hey, excessive high heat of anywhere from 110 to 115 degrees through Kingman, over to the Boulder Dam, over to Las Vegas, into Henderson, over into eastern California to include the high desert, I-15, going up towards coming out of Barstow, headed north. It's not going to be a pretty picture when it comes to the rain, or I'm saying to the high heat. And again, down there in Yuma, down there in Phoenix, down there west of Phoenix, headed over towards Yuma, 110, 115 will be the normal. Now, elsewhere in California, temperatures in the high 90s, heat index is up over 100 in a lot of places. Also, moving over into Texas, same scenario, I-10 over by Fort Stockton, east of El Paso, you'll have temperatures, heat indexes up around 110 to 113. That's the index, not the actual temperature. It'll be hot for all those illegals trying to come over the border from Mexico, because it's well into the 100-degree range down there where they'll try to get across in some of the areas that they've been trying to cross at down there in southern Texas. Now, we've got an air quality alert again east of Phoenix over to Tucson in Arizona. Another air quality alert tonight up in Oregon around Medford. We've got another air quality alert that's been issued for Colorado, east, north, and slightly south of Denver for some very poor air quality there. We do have rain tonight in South Dakota off to the east and central part. And we do have rain in the eastern part of Kansas, down into the eastern third with flood warnings of Oklahoma. Now, if you're on I-44 tonight or I-40, you're going to be experiencing rain. In the Oklahoma City area, we've got some flash flood watches and warnings right now. Also, in the central western part of Arkansas, we've got a flood warning there right now. And the rain in Missouri, again, Joplin and Branson and over towards Springfield, you've got a lot of, and this is like the third day in a row, maybe the fourth day in a row, of steady rain and heavy rain, and you've got flash flood watches and warnings over there, too. Now, we have some air quality alerts right now for the mountains of South Carolina. Kind of an unusual place to have them, but apparently the air is kind of bogged down there in the mountains of South Carolina. In Indiana, the northern part around Gary along the lake, southwestern Michigan, stagnant poor air quality alert, central Indiana, south of Indianapolis, headed towards Louisville, you got a stagnant air alert there, southwestern Ohio, down around Cincinnati, same scenario there, stagnant air alert, central part of Pennsylvania tonight, poor air quality alert, and a couple places along the eastern seaboard. In Virginia, in Maryland, in Delaware, air quality alert. Now, same scenario applies again today for Florida. South Florida predominantly, from Fort Myers across to Fort Pierce, Lake Okeechobee, and on down south into Miami and Homestead and Marathon. Showers are continuing. As the system that's down there, the low-pressure system, starts to move a little bit, but it's still affecting South Florida and the showers that they're getting, which are just going around circulating. And you get them, and then they come again, and they come again. And I'm looking at the weather. I just flipped it over there to look at the weather. And as it stands right now, you have got, let's see here, from where is this? Special Marine Warning. It's from Miami down towards Key Largo. You've got a heavy band of storms in there. There happens to be a severe storm warning right now going into Miami. So if you're on I-95, be aware of that. That just popped up here just as I was looking at the weather map there to see what's going on. But there's a lot of rain tonight again in South Florida. Temperatures down there in the 80s, so it's a warm rain, but still rain nonetheless. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at Pilot and Flying J. And, you know, I can remember, and a lot of you other drivers that were around years ago, can remember the original Pilots that were out there. It was nothing fancy. It was cheap fuel. And you go in there, self-service, and you run inside. They had the rotisserie going with the hot dogs going and the sausages going and potato chips and whatnot and soft drinks and maybe some ice cream. And you grab yourself a large soda. You grab yourself a couple hot dogs, bag of chips, and out the door you go after you paid for your fuel. Nothing fancy, right? Well, turnaround is fair play because right now a lot of these Pilots are travel centers, the same as a Flying J. They've spoofed them up, built them up, bought some truck stops, and converted them over to Pilots. And in them, you're very apt to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's. You could find a Dunkin' Donuts full service with their full food menu. You could also find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, just like you do in all of the Flying J's. And the bigger Flying J's around the bigger cities, I can guarantee you, you're going to find something in there in the way of fast food along with the Denny's, the Huddle House, or the Moe's Southwest Grill. Now, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And they certainly have gone out of their way to make you feel comfortable out on the highways and the byways. So check them out. Pilot, Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you. If you're there driving through there at night, I'll tell you what, I guarantee you get a free cup of coffee out of the deal. Alrighty. We're coming back. Telephone lines will be open. Kathy's going to tell you how to reach us. Be right back right after the top of the hour news at hour number two.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.